You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jade talked to the US-based Duke University student resident advisor, Daniel Sprague, about his recent COVID-19 vaccination and about Duke University's response and student attitude towards COVID-19 and self-managed distancing and isolation.
When did you get the vaccine and what was the process like to apply for one?
So I got the vaccine this past Friday. The process was a little weird. Here, like, everything is, like, super, super decentralized. So, like, I was recently in my state, North Carolina. Like, you basically just, like, apply through a bunch of different, like, health systems. And then if they have appointments available, then they'll let you sign up. So, like, I didn't think I was going to be able to, like, sign up for a while because I know appointment times have been limited. But I just went to this one, like, website that my friend sent me, which is for, like, the county next to my county. And then they just somehow happened to have a lot of empty slots. And so I was able to sign up through that and get it.
So was there any correlation with you being an RA for the university?
So that was what made me, like, eligible to get the vaccine. But there was no association between, like, my job and, like, the process by which I, like, applied and, like, got the appointment. Yeah.
So who's eligible right now?
It, like, basically completely depends on what state you're in. Here, like, in North Carolina, they just opened it up to, like, what they call frontline essential workers, which, like, includes, like, university staff and, like, instructors, and then also includes, like food service workers and, like, a bunch of other categories designated, like, frontline essential workers, plus, like, people over 65 and then people who, like, work in healthcare and people who, like, have underlying health conditions.
Okay. So you go to Duke University and I'm kind of wondering about the culture there and what it's like. Do a lot of people, like, seem to want to get vaccinated? And I guess since it's not through the university, it's kind of different, but does it seem like all the staff and workers are getting vaccinated?
Yeah, so I think that, like, it does seem like pretty much everyone is really trying to get it. And, like, if they're able to, like, they will get it. I know a lot of people have been volunteering through the, like, vaccine clinics, because sometimes if they have extra doses at the end of the day, then they'll just, like, vaccinate the volunteers. But it seems like Duke has done a pretty good job of, like, the people who are eligible, like, get it fairly quickly. Like, I think right now, like, all of the instructors, like, all of the professors who are, like, teaching in person have gotten vaccinated, and they're working on, like, the dining staff. One of my friends who works in, like, a research lab on campus, he just got scheduled to get vaccinated on Wednesday.
So the pandemic has been going on, like, for a while now, over a year. And I'm assuming students have been, like, getting potentially more and more reckless because you guys haven't had similar lockdowns to New Zealand. Would you say, like, students are less inclined to self-isolate now?
Yeah, so I think it kind of depends. Like, I think there are some students who, like, won't, like, who, like, literally will not see anyone except, like, outside and with the mask and who are being very safe and careful. And then I also know that there's a lot of other students who are, like, flying, traveling, like, literally going to clubs, like, going to, like, 50-plus person parties and whatnot. And then you have, like, everyone kind of in between. So I think what's been really hard is because there's, like, not really been this, like, top-down structure of, like, regulations and, like, recommendations and, like, restrictions like they've had in New Zealand. I think it's just, like, basically every person just has to determine for themselves, like, what they're okay with and what they're willing to do.
So what has Duke done at all? They haven't come up with any rules or regulations regarding COVID and mask wearing and stuff like that?
Well, so, like, on campus, like, you have to wear masks, like, everywhere. And, like, they've definitely limited, like, a lot of the, like, outdoor eating spaces. And like they have like a really robust like contact tracing and like testing system like for Duke students. But like I think the hard part is like, you know, they can't control who you hang out with, or like they can't control like people living off campus and that kind of stuff. So like even if like they try to enforce it, but like there's only so much that they can do.
Yeah. So finally, do you think the university culture will look very different post everyone being vaccinated, or as many people as possible?
Well, I mean, the school year will basically be over like when that time comes. So I think that a lot of people are kind of hoping that if vaccines are really ramping up in the next month, then at least the last maybe few weeks of the year will be like not normal, but like, you know, we can see people and like, you know, see people in ways that we haven't been able to like recently, and like feel relatively safe about it. So like, I think people are like really, really anxious and like itching to have things return back to normal, at least for a little bit, but we'll see. It really just depends on how quickly the vaccines ramp up.
That was US-based Duke University student Daniel Sprague discussing his recent COVID-19 vaccination and Duke University's attitude and support towards COVID-19 and the vaccination of it. Next, Jade talked to Duke University Associate Professor of Medicine, Dr. Cameron Robert Wolfe, who is in charge of Duke's COVID-19 response. They discussed how Duke University has handled the COVID-19 pandemic as North Carolina has begun its phase of vaccinating university staff.
What has Duke's COVID-19 response looked like so far, and has it changed since the start of the pandemic?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. It's a detailed question. You know, 13 or 14 months ago, we realized we might have had some unique exposure because we actually have a shared university relationship with the University of Wuhan, and in fact have a campus in China where we send students to and from. So we kind of, I think, felt the wrath of this early on in our adjustments and closing of our Chinese campus. But at least here domestically, North Carolina at least did not bear the burden of the worst of the sort of the start of the outbreak. And so we had a couple of extra months, I would say, compared to, say, New York or Northern Italy, to prepare our hospital and think about the way the university would be impacted. But it still got busy here. I mean, to put it in context, we had at one point 210 people in our hospital in January sick with COVID, which is, a fifth of the hospital was people who had respiratory, you know, COVID pneumonia. I think that's probably more than I've ever been in the hospital in the entirety of New Zealand, if I read the statistics correct. So it certainly hit us hard, and I guess we've done a lot of sort of systematic adjustments to the way the hospital runs, the way the students come back on campus, the way we do a lot of stuff virtually now, the way we all wear masks universally on the buildings, and have been doing so for 9 months. Lots of little subtle adjustments. Yeah, I could go into different bits as you need.
Yeah. So what is actually mandated? Are masks mandatory for students and staff?
So they are here, yeah. So we've had mandatory masks on campus, and in fact, it's been a statewide mask mandate here for quite some time. What that amounts to is that there's really any public space that's not within your own home has a mask mandate across the whole state. For a long time, the state had a curfew beyond 10 p.m. And for at least on the university side, that's also meant additional sort of safety measures, such as no large gathering, no sort of formal conferences or meetings. They're all done virtually. Patients are allowed one visitor only and none onto the COVID service, which is obviously really challenging for sick individuals not to have visitors. And, you know, lots of adjustments to our restaurants and cafeterias and meal services on the university side. Lots of those sorts of things are different.
So is there kind of social distancing measures as well in the classroom and in the cafeterias?
Yeah, I mean, most of the classrooms are all virtual. So there are some that still take in-person classes. It's often professor dependent. But even when they do, they're usually with reduced size. We've had quite intentional sort of de densification measures on the in the dormitories to reduce the number of people there. And you know, quite typical for most American universities, often, you know, campuses in your freshman year would be split rooms where you share with someone else. We took all those away, and so everyone's had their own room and their own space if they were still on campus. Yeah, lots of adjustments to try and introduce space for sure wherever you work.
Yeah, it's definitely really different because in New Zealand, our response is basically a nationwide effort of enforced lockdowns. So obviously, if there's one community case in Auckland, all universities and businesses are closed and mandatory online classes are enforced. So what does it look like if students or staff at Duke get COVID-19 or have symptoms of it?
Yeah, I mean, to reflect back on your first comment, I mean, the big difference here is that we don't have the level of central control and sort of ability to regulate in the way that New Zealand or Australia does, and that's to your huge advantage when it comes to an infectious disease like this. So, you know, for us here, the university can certainly drive its own internal policies to try and keep COVID out, so to speak, or to minimize its transmission. So the kind of things that we do is we have a surveillance program in place that randomly once or twice a week brings everyone in for COVID testing. We recognized pretty early on, and I think have been supported by data.